Hello, I'm your host, Zuri Flower. Thank you for joining me on this Positive Thursday, the Funny Side of Life, episode 20, the coronavirus, the real life outbreak. That is going to be today's Positive Thursday topic. Everyone, how y'all doing on this Positive Thursday? I hope that y'all all having a good day, especially with all the craziness that's been going on the last couple of weeks with this coronavirus issue that's been happening all around the world, and business being closed and schools being closed. Everything is being closed and everyone is being affected by this. It kind of reminds me of the movie Outbreak in World War Z. And for those of you listeners that haven't seen those movies I just mentioned, check it out on YouTube or Netflix. I have a question to ask each one of you. Where was y'all when y'all first heard about the coronavirus? And how have it affected you and your family since all the schools been shut down and restaurants and gyms and movie theaters? And especially for those who's, you know, the ones who've been affected also, who, you know, who was working and now they can't work. So how have y'all made adjustments to that? You know, and I know that, you know, it's been a struggle for everyone, you know, dealing with this coronavirus and not knowing, you know, there's no cure and we trying to protect ourselves the best way we can. So, you know, I could truly relate to each one of you. I'm in the same boat as each one of you. We're all in this together. Going crazy at the market, buying up everything. Once the news broke out that the coronavirus was, like, you know, at its all-time high and people getting sick, and they were saying that, you know, food was going to run out and everybody was going to have to be stuck in their house. So people was running to the market like crazy, buying water, paper towels, and everything being out of stock. I even went to the market myself not too long ago. And it wasn't nothing, no paper towels, no napkins. So I had went to the dollar store, you know, up near, not too far from my old job. And I was able to get two rolls of paper towels. And I was, like, so grateful for that. And, you know, the smallest things that we take for granted is, like, it can be gone within a split of an eye. So we have to just be thankful for what we have, you know, in the moment. And not, you know, and not wait till when things go bad and then be thankful for it. So I was able to get some food, you know, for me and, you know, my family. So I was truly grateful for that. And I got a lot of stuff from the dollar store. Who don't love shopping at the dollar store? Woo, woo, woo! So when I first heard about the coronavirus, I was visiting my daughter in Las Vegas. This is like way before the government shut it down everything. I heard about the news that it came from China when I was up visiting my daughter in Las Vegas. This is like around like in the beginning of the year, January sometimes. So when I was returning back from Vegas to Philly, I seen like some of the Chinese people having the masks on their face. And right at that moment, it made me do a lot of thinking about how the coronavirus has been hidden from us for a long time. And the government been knew about it before everything, you know, boiled over. And I think that's with other diseases as well, too. Remember the Ebola virus that came out like years ago and a lot of people was killed, you know, affected by it. And even people died from the virus. And you don't even hear nothing about the Ebola virus anymore. So do y'all think that coronavirus, do you think that now, since it's like, you know, it's like a big topic now and it's affecting a lot of people, do y'all think that people going to be talking about it now, like a year later? Interesting, right? So this is something to think about. It really is. Just don't know. Life can turn in the split of an eye and it can change a lot. Have y'all gotten everything y'all need from the store or the market where y'all located at? I hope everyone made out okay by getting, you know, enough food and, you know, hand sanitizer. I know there's none where I'm at. Like, I went to CVS and Rite Aid in my area. I couldn't find no hand sanitizer or no alcohol. It's like, it's history. But I want to give y'all listeners symptoms that happens when someone, like if someone is affected by the coronavirus. And it says it takes 1 to 14 days to develop. And this is what happens when someone have the coronavirus. They have a cough, they have a fever, They're tired and they have difficult of breathing in some cases. And it takes 1 to 14 days to develop. That's crazy. So say if you come in contact with someone that have the coronavirus, you won't even know right away. You'll know maybe like a long time, or you know, or you might start getting symptoms like and within the within a day or so. But I guess it varies on each person. And let me ask y'all another question. You're probably like, dang, she asked a lot of questions. Because I've ever had that old saying, if you don't ask, how I'm going to know, right? How I'm going to know if I don't ask? So, you know, I remember I mentioned in the beginning of the podcast and I was talking about the movie Outbreak and World War Z. All the movies that be coming out, a lot of that stuff is true. I really believe that. What do y'all think? Like, with Outbreak, you know, with, you know, the virus that affected the whole town. And look what's going on now with the coronavirus, how it's affecting people. You know, it's just crazy. And it feel like, I remember when everything came out, like as far as like when it really started to be talked about. And even at my job, I work in a hospital, you know, just besides doing this, the podcast, talking to each one of you. I work in a hospital as well, too. And at the hospital I work at, you know, they have plenty of soap and hand sanitizer. But anyway, to make a long story short, before we go inside the building, we had to get screened. You know, they test us. They take our temperature. And we have to sign this paper and they give us like this sticker thing. So then when we go in, before we go in, the people, they can see that we've been tested. So it kind of reminds me of like something like out of a movie. And especially even more so when I walked into the market and I seen like all the empty shelves and stuff like that. It kind of made me think about the last days, like we living in the last days. We're in 2020 and it's just like weird. And even now while I'm recording this podcast and I'm talking to each one of you, it's like on a road, it's like rarely no drivers. Like, I went to go get gas and put gas in my car, and it was at Wawa, and it was, like, bare. It was empty. It was, like, maybe 2 or 3 cars in the parking lot. And that Wawa where I go to, where I live at, it usually be packed. So, it's kind of like, you know, this is a time to, I know it's a scary time, but this is a time to pray, you know, because that's what I've been doing more than ever. And just keeping the faith and I believe it. I have a lot of faith and I believe that a cure will be found and, you know, everything will go back to normal. And do I have any parents that have any seniors that's graduating this year? My son is graduating this year and it's crazy because it's like he only got 3 more months to graduate and all this stuff is going on. You know, he's out of school, and I know some of you parents, I know it's our kids are out of school as well too due to this coronavirus situation. And you know, he's been home, he's happy playing his game and doing what he wanted to do. And I know y'all kids probably happy too to be home and not in school. They need to fully figure out something with this coronavirus. And I just want to ask each one of you again another question as well, too. Since this coronavirus outbreak situation came out, how did it make y'all see life? Like, as far as how have it affect y'all in a negative way or a positive way? And do it make y'all look at life as it being short? Even though it is short, but does it make you look at it even more sure how things can just change in a split second? You know, like some things, like I said before, how we take for granted, like with the toilet paper and the basic accessories, how it wasn't done in certain stores and markets and people fighting over, you know, food and, you know, stuff like that. Like, for example, I was on Facebook. I'm not on there often. I had seen this video of these ladies fighting over the one lady had a cart full of paper towels, and I guess the lady wanted to get one pack, but the other lady took all of it and they was fighting in the store. I'm like, it was just crazy. I'm like, wow, people fighting over paper towels. But I guess when, you know, when it all falls down to it, it's like, you know, sometimes you got to fight for what you want, though. I'm not saying that, you know, I agree with violence, but I'm saying that, you know, it's just good to prepare for the unknown. Like, for example, like the people that's out of work, you know, like they all, I know y'all probably heard this before, it's always good to have emergency funds saved up. for times, especially like for times like this or other emergency, because things do happen. So for those of you listeners that have emergency funds, is out of work, I know y'all probably glad y'all have the emergency funds. Y'all can use that until it's time for y'all to go back to work. And to those of you that haven't saved up and have emergency funds, I know y'all probably thinking, man, I wish I should have saved, you know, it could saved up some money, it could have helped me now. But you know, that old saying, you live and you learn. You know, so because that's what life is about. You're learning about different things and chapters, and it's like a book of chapters. Here's some tips on how you can protect yourself from the coronavirus. Number one is clean your hands with soap and water or alcohol base. Number two, cover nose and mouth when coughing and sneezing. Number three, avoid close contact with anyone who have flu-like symptoms. Now, let's have some fun, y'all. Y'all want to laugh? I want to make y'all laugh. Okay, I have three funny ways to protect yourself from the coronavirus. I have number one, stay in the house all day long and eat snacks. Now, damn, I ate all my cookies. They're all gone. When? Number two, I ran out of a toilet tissue. My notebook. Where's my notebook at? I'm going to use my notebook for tissue. Number three. And then for those of you listeners that still have to go to work like myself, when someone at your job walk by you, you get so paranoid, you want to catch something. You run into the closet fast, into the bathroom so fast, you think the cops is chasing you. Now that's funny or what? I know y'all got a kick out of one of them jokes. Come on now. Gotta have some kind of sense of humor. Life is too short to be all uptight. And during this time, I think laughter is good. Laughter is good for the heart. I am so happy to know that this Positive Thursday has inspired each one of you. And also, stay tuned next week for our fourth episode of Positive Thursday. Oh my God, it's going to be a good show, everyone. Y'all can connect. Please share this podcast with others because there is powers in the numbers. And also, please subscribe to Zoe Flower YouTube page. I really appreciate that. And connect with me on Twitter at Zoe Flower Twitter. And also, I'm on Instagram. I'm Zoe Flower 8 on Instagram. And also, I would love to hear future podcast ideas that you would like for me to discuss on this podcast on every Positive Thursday. And you can send me a message on here on this podcast. And you can email me at zoeflower8@gmail.com. It's been a long day, y'all. I'm kind of tired a little bit. I'm going to be honest with y'all. But you know, I wasn't going to miss out on doing Positive Thursday today. Like I always do. It's my passion. I love talking to each one of you every Thursday. And I want to say y'all have a beautiful, blessed week. And I'll talk to y'all on the next Positive Thursday. And remember, protect yourselves, wash your hands, whatever you got to do so this whole coronavirus clear. I pray that everything will work out. Well, I know that everything going to work out. It's going to be a cure and everything going to go back to normal. And all this is just going to pass through. We're going to get through this storm, everyone. All right, y'all. Talk to you next Positive Thursday. God bless.
He's like King Midas, as I was told. Everything that he touched turned to gold. He's the greatest of the great. I get it straight, he's great. Claim fame, cause his name is known in every state. His name is Jay, to see him play will make you say, God damn, that DJ made my day. God damn, that DJ made my day. God damn, that DJ made my day. That goddamn 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 DJ made my day.